I'm speaking with Senator Ann Rivers, Republican from the 18th Legislative District. And Senator, you are probably the one senator in the Majority Coalition Caucus who is closest to the issue regarding the Columbia River crossing, which at this point doesn't look like it's going to be funded. But is it dead?
Well, it's unclear at this point if it's fully dead. What I would say is that I take neither pleasure nor joy in today's eventuality. I'm disappointed that there were so many things wrong with it. So I think this gives us an opportunity to go back and look to see if we can develop a project that really works.
Tell me how the constituents in your district feel about transportation issues in general.
Well, overall, I think the people of my district don't mind paying for transportation projects that really improve their lives. There was so much information about the Columbia River crossing, for example, that the reduction in commute time would be only 1 minute, that people thought, well, gosh, if I'm going to pay $8 to get across the bridge, shouldn't I have a smoother ride rather than paying $8 and then sitting in traffic on the other side? So I think when people feel there's value, they don't mind paying.
As a member of the Majority Coalition Caucus, which saw a number of successes this session, how do you feel that dynamic will help the transportation issue in the future?
I am very excited about that. I think that this year we really established ourselves as the pro-education caucus. Next year, I think what people are going to see is that we're going to be leading the discussion about transportation instead of waiting to day 161 of the legislative session to hear about legislation. So I think that we'll be driving that discussion and demanding reforms before we do the revenue. Let's make sure that the people of our state are getting absolutely the best possible product for their money.